I agree with you. My name's and my partner and I married 3 weeks ago in Canada.
Yay.
Thank you. So even though it's not accepted here, it's a very strange situation, isn't it, to know that that in other places of the world that I can visit, I'm accepted as a married man, but here in Australia I'm not. And I agree with what you said, that in fact we've been talking about changes to so many different laws, whereas if the federal government, and obviously it's not going to happen soon, decided in fact that they would legalise same-sex marriage or indeed civil unions, then all of these issues that we're talking about requiring individual laws to change what we experience as discrimination because we're in same-sex relationships wouldn't be necessary. It could be in one fell swoop. Now, we know that in fact the federal government, and indeed it looks as if our own state government, which is now coming out apparently with a much more conservative bill, which we wait with bated breath to hear about, is certainly taking the views of religious people, well, fundamentalist religious people, because a lot of religious people I know, in fact, believe that in fact same-sex couples should have equal rights and in fact should be afforded the dignity of civil unions, if not marriage. And however, a lot of the evidence that these groups, and I acknowledge that are here tonight from the Festival of Light, and groups like these use these statistics from fundamentalist churches in America and from so-called professors and researchers who, in fact, have been exposed and indeed are not recognised by academic institutions or academic journals, and yet they continue to trot out these very dodgy statistics. And one of the ones that they like to use about marriage is what's happened to the Scandinavian countries since they have introduced or legalised same-sex relationships, indeed Denmark in 1989 and Norway and Sweden in the 1990s, and say that in fact it's had a devastating effect on the institution of marriage. Well, I'm here tonight to tell you that that is not the case, and I'd recommend that you actually read this book, which is actually published by Oxford University Press, an acknowledged academic publication. And I'd like you to indulge me for just a moment. I want to read one paragraph. If state-recognised same-sex partnerships contributed to the decline of marriage, as the critics maintain, we would expect to see something more than falling marriage rates, rising divorce rates, and soaring non-marital birth rates in Denmark after 1989, Norway after 1993, and Sweden after 1995. Rather, we should expect to see marriage rates falling faster, divorce rates accelerating upwards, and a surge in non-marital birth rates. The data reveal no such trend. Not only do the registered partnership laws in Denmark, Norway, and Sweden not correlate to super normal plunges in marriage rates and super elevated divorce rates, but some of the trends move in the other direction. The 1990s do not even remotely indicate the approach of the end of marriage. Rather, the institution shows renewed signs of life in the new millennium. So, thank you very much.